Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. We're joined by Eric Snodgrass. He is from Agrible right here in Champaign County. Hey, good afternoon to you, Eric. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's start with the active pattern we've had so far. Tell me a bit about that, and then maybe you can look forward to.
Yeah, you know, the one thing that I've been watching now for quite some time is that if you go back to the end of summer and the beginning of fall, we saw this kind of anomalously low trough that was sitting over Western Canada. And that's all that I really need to explain to kind of tell you why we keep getting this reloading trough in the middle part of the country. Now, what do I mean by that? You know, when we had that trough sitting in Western Canada and the Western United States was cool, that pooled a lot of cold air in the whole of the Northern Hemisphere over that one section of North America. Now, the translation, each time we allow that cold air to be dislodged, it gets dislodged to the west and to the south, and that's where we are. We just keep seeing these deep troughs developing in the middle part of the country, and they keep reloading themselves with these little shortwave troughs. Now, the interpretation of all of that is an active pattern. We saw a system that went through us just the other day, very slow mover up the Ohio River Valley. We had multiple chances of precipitation this week out of that one. In fact, even some thunderstorms across the state of Illinois as it was developing. So that was a soaker. And then now what we're watching, well, there's a system sliding through parts of Montana and North Dakota and South Dakota today, bringing in some snow. It's going to get to us by the time we get on Monday, but thankfully, I'm sorry, a Sunday, but thankfully not as snow. We'll be getting some rain out of that one. And then I'm watching another big system that's going to be emerging Monday, Tuesday in kind of the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles. In fact, we kind of have a nickname for these storms. We call them panhandle hookers. And that's just because they start off in the panhandles and hook south and then turn straight to the northeast. And that one's going to go right across the state of Illinois early next week. And not only will there be the chance for some thunderstorms out of this one, especially some strong to severe ones to our south, but big time soaking rains and very, very windy conditions. And that's just not good when we think about the late harvest across part of the Midwest. Behind that one, a lot of cold air. So when I say it's active and I say it starts in Western Canada, this is what we're talking about here. So I'll just say this. The good news is after that, I think things might calm down a little bit closer to normal once we get past, you know, the middle to end of next week.
Is there some kind of mid-November shift then in the pattern that you see coming?
Yeah, I'll tell you this. I really love the years where we have really strong signals coming from the Pacific Ocean. In other words, when the ocean temperatures in the Pacific really give us a clue about what's going to happen. It's not doing that right now. We just don't have those good signals. We're kind of transitioning between the remnants of a La Nina and then into this, hopefully this El Nino for this upcoming winter. And in the meantime, what the models are doing, and we've got good agreement from both the U.S. model and the long-range European model, is by mid-November, they want to dig another trough over the Four Corners area. Now, the good part about that is that could signal several days of warmer conditions for us. You know, that kind of, I wouldn't call it an Indian summer, but at least it's going to feel warmer than what we've been getting. Problem is, that makes the mid part of the United States very active for a storm track, and that means we'll get back into a pretty active pattern again. But here's the thing. If we take that and think about the longer-term implications, because we're waiting on this El Nino to develop, well, it changes the long-range forecast for both North and South America.
On that note, can you please remind me whether Argentina's drought last year was El Nino or La Nina-based, and then look forward with the El Nino into this year for South America?
Absolutely. So last year, we had a La Nina. And normally, just when we look over the last about 70 years' worth of data on it, La Ninas tend to favor drought conditions in Argentina and wetter conditions in Brazil. So historically, La Nina tends to make Brazil have big soybean yields and Argentina tends to suffer, but it's not every year. Well, when there's an El Nino, you can actually just flip that whole pattern. It generally means that Argentina has plenty of rain and parts of Brazil may have at times a weaker monsoonal flow. And the slower you make that monsoon, well, remember, they don't quite have the soil that we have, so they need that regular rainfall to make those beans grow. So we've all been talking about how if there's any sort of potential stress coming out of South America, it will likely be in Brazil this year due to this weak developing El Nino event. But because it's not developed yet, Brazil's been wet. They're off to a record pace with their planting, and current projections because of the record pace look good for the first soybean yield. And parts of Argentina, really around Cordoba, have been quite dry. So we're waiting on a pattern shift because I'll tell you, the next 15 days continues to look wet in Brazil, which means they're going to get off to a very, very good start. But remember, just like our beans are made, you know, later in the season in August, you know, a good start doesn't always mean a good finish, which is why we talk every week, right? We got to talk about it and see how things are evolving and changing, because it will certainly affect the markets this upcoming winter.
Hey, thanks so much, Eric. I really appreciate it. Look forward to our talks each week.
Yeah, I look forward to it as well.
That's Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible.